The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards, he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All these I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
This gospel passage reminds me of the first Bible study group that I was a part of way back in third grade. I remember carefully studying the scripture. Okay, the reality is that Eric DeRuvo and I found the Children's Illustrated Bible, and it had really, really neat pictures. And this is the picture that I remember, because it had Jesus up on the parapet and the devil flying around him. And it was just so cool. Anything to get someone to read the Bible, right? But I remember thinking about these temptations of Jesus. What do they have to do with me? I'm never going to find myself wanting to turn a stone into bread. If I get hungry, I'll go home for lunch. I'm never going to be on top of a temple. These don't apply. But over the years, realized that actually these are the most basic temptations. These are the temptations that we face almost every day, and no one is immune. Wealth, power, and fame. Turn to bread into stones into bread. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you lust after? What's going to satisfy you, or think will satisfy you? Are you always hunting for the latest and the greatest? Phone, car, kitchen gadgets, anything. Details are different from person to person. The objects are different from person to person. But we all have those temptations of wanting more. Not being satisfied with what we have, but always hunting for what we have not. And then the temptation of cast yourself down, make God do it. He'll save you. Well, that's power. Having God do our bidding? Well, it's not just God. We like to have others do our bidding as well. Manipulate others, inflict our own will on others, to get what we want, my way and no other way. Maybe we'll be passive-aggressive to do that. But we're always trying to influence and get what we want, my way. Then the final one, fame. Who doesn't want a few accolades, a pat on the back, attaboys? Want to be thought well of, respected, whatever that happens to mean. And to get that, well, I may talk about somebody else, not necessarily to raise my own reputation, but to lower theirs, and it looks like I'm better than I am. Don't we all do these things? In one way or another. We want more stuff. We want more power. We want more fame. And notice, the focus is all on me. What I want. That's the hugest temptation of all. To be selfish. To get my way, my stuff, my reputation, my whatever. And it's totally in contradiction to a life of discipleship, a life of love. To look out to others and not to look on the inside. It's all about everyone else. It's not all about me. How did Jesus get through these temptations? These temptations that we all face? By being true to himself, by being true to his calling, by being true to God. How are we going to make it through this Lent? How are we going to make it through the rest of our lives? By being true to ourselves, by being true to our calling, by being true to God.